Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cuff, please. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you, let me run your bath water, whatever you desire.
Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same chick you fell in love with. I keep it tight. I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. Keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tap me on my shoulder. I will.
Good evening. Testing, testing. I hope everybody can hear me out there tonight. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast on this Friday, March 1st, 2024. How's everybody doing out there? It seemed like I do this show like once a week, but it's seeming like once a week is taking too long. I might have to add another day or my program director, he wanted me to try doing one every day. But that's a big task to do. Oh, man, I see everybody on the phone lines. We're going to give people a couple of more minutes to call in. You know, people are always late. So we're going to give them a couple of more minutes to chime in. While we do that, I'll go over certain things that most of my listeners and supporters know already, that if you want to go live, you got to press 1. If you got a question for my guests, question for me, a statement, you just want to give a shout-out at somebody's birthday, whatever you might want to do in order to go live, you have to press 1. I want all my people that's online, you know, I appreciate you. You know, even though you can't go live, you online. And those are the numbers that's counted. If they counted the phone calls I have, my numbers probably would be through the roof. They don't even count the phone calls, but they count everybody that's online. But that's okay, too. And see, today, let me tell you, I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all day for this show. I got a very, very, very special guest. She's on the line. I see that. And the Q, I'm going to be right with you in 1 second. I don't know. I call you Sweet Tea. I'll be with you in 1 second. Everybody know, well, we usually have topics. We're not going to really deal with any topics tonight because I'm going right in. I'm not telling, you know, everybody know I usually give a long introduction and all kind of stuff. I'm not doing nothing like, because we're going to jump right into the interview. I'm just going to take one more quick break, speak to my guest behind the scenes. And then we're gonna come in. We're gonna jump right into the show. So sit back, everybody, relax. Call a friend, tell a friend. I see more people jumping in now, so we're just giving more people time to call in. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Jay Sean, aka Randy Jackson. Everybody know I'm the relationship and sex coach. A.K.A. Mr. We abbreviated tonight, Mr. F. Love. I won't say the whole word. I'm going to try to be on my best behavior tonight. All right, look, this is what we're going to do. Because my guest is here, she's in the queue. When the time comes, if anybody got any questions for her, you know, feel free. I haven't really talked to her yet. Everybody know I never talk to my guests before the show. I wait till the show starts. I want to keep it, like, authentic. I don't want people to know, think nothing is prearranged or anything like that. Never that. Not on the Keeping It Real show. So what we're going to do, I'm going to play a quick song. And then once we come back in, we're going to start the interview. I don't got my guests here for too long, so I really got a lot of questions to ask her. And hopefully some of the listeners will have some questions for her, too. So everybody sit tight. We're going to jump into this quick song, and we'll be right back in the real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
I satisfy you. I knew that we were something. Can I satisfy you? I thought I lied to you. That bitch, I do it all in a whole world of kitty.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, sing you a song, turn the game on.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. And I got my guest on here live, but before I bring her in, you know, I got to give her a proper introduction. I'm not sure if I know Extra Large Sweet Tea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking all day, like, I was wondering, like, I didn't really know what you want me to address you as. If you want me to address you as extra, address you as large, sweet, tea, sweet, large, sweet, like, what you want me to call you tonight?
I'm fine with extra or sweet tea. It doesn't matter.
All right, extra or sweet tea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody, I want everybody to welcome to the show. Well, the full thing, her full media name, which she's going to give everybody or promote everything she got going on. I want y'all to support her. But I want to tell you about Extra Large Sweet Tea. She's a public – wait a minute. First of all, she's a content creator. Let me see if I can get the rest of a plus size queen and a public figure. And a public figure. And hopefully before the night is over, everybody will understand and know what that means. I met her, well, I didn't meet her, but Instagram, I met her page on Instagram. I met her. And everybody know that I'm attracted to, like, I've been attracted to plus-size women since I was a kid. I always been like that. So when I seen her on Instagram, it was like it instantly caught my eye. And I began to follow her on Instagram. And,
oh, thank you.
Her videos are very tasty. Is that a good word? Tasty. eye candy. You want to call it eye candy or whatever. Her videos, I'm sure once we get into when she give you an Instagram, y'all can run over to her page and subscribe to her page and take it from there. But anyway, what caught my attention to her is that she was a plus-size woman, and I could see from her videos and her voice and things like that that she was confident. And it was a time when years ago I remember that plus-size women were more withdrawn. Didn't have too much self-esteem, or just didn't feel right. But now, in the 2000s, forget about it. Like plus-size women, if you ask me, they running the world right now. You know, I like
As we
to tell
should.
People that it's nothing. I like to tell people that it's nothing a skinny girl could do for me, but show me where a big girl at. That's my favorite line. But anyway, like I said, her videos and I also listened to your YouTube page, so I kind of got familiar with you a little bit through your YouTube page. And like I said, I have often tried to get big, beautiful women on my show, but I don't know, they wouldn't come on. So I really applaud you and thank you for having the courage. I don't even know if it's courage or just coming on the show. You know what I mean? So
thank you
real.
For having
so
me. Hopefully
that,
more
that,
will come
you.
On. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When I was young, my friends used to like to go out with me because they knew I was going to be looking for the big girls. So, and they was looking for the Barbies and shit like that. So, they what they looking for. So, they missed out on a lot of good things, I like to say. But anyway, Sweet Tea, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this interview. I've been threatening my followers, like, look, get up here, 8 o'clock, call this number. I've been threatening them all week. So hopefully some
That's
of them
what's
actually
up. That's what's up.
Listen and are
well, you know,
called in and are listening in.
A lot of people on my show, they like to hide from the sidelines, like, sometime and just listen. Like, they be afraid, but that's okay. We all right. We're gonna give them what they want tonight. So
okay.
Look, let's take this way back from the beginning. You born and raised where?
I'm born and raised in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Virginia.
Okay.
Yes.
Born and raised in Virginia. Okay. Is that considered down south?
It's the top of the south, but yes. If we go back to
okay.
the history books, it's technically the south.
Okay, because you know, my show is based out of New Jersey, so I guess, you know, Virginia, we always say that's like maybe 5 or 6 hours away. So that's not really that far away. So born and raised in Virginia. I like Virginia Beach, too. I used to go there every Labor Day. So if I was to ask you, like, right now, if somebody would ask you, what's your title or what's your occupation, what would you tell them?
I would say I'm a content creator or an influencer. It all depends on which angle you're looking at it from. Some people will call it influencing because of the amount of followers, but we create content. So either or, content creator or influencer.
When you say create content, elaborate on that a little bit more.
So I create content for YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and OnlyFans.
And that's by videos? That's by videos.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said that's by videos. So the videos could be like talking. They could be about anything.
Yes.
That's creating content.
Yes.
Oh, because I know it's a lot of people out there, they wondering about, like, what do a content creator mean? That's why I know, but I'm just asking you for the people that's listening.
Oh, yes. It's so all anything that you create for the internet is considered content. So it can be videos, it can be reels, it can be a picture slideshow, whatever. Like, it's all content. But when most people hear content creator, they're like, oh, OnlyFans. That's not the only place you can find me. But, yeah.
Because everybody always talk about the OnlyFans one. And you pretty popular on Instagram, right?
If you call it that, yeah. I don't use the term popular.
How did that all get started? Like with the Instagram and with the social media thing, how did that all get started?
It started about 2.5 years ago. I had just left the working field, and I just had a head injury. So I was thinking in hustler's mode, like, what can I do to make money? Because bills still got to be paid. And then Extra Large Sweet Tea was born, just like that. I did not expect it to take off like it did. I'm very grateful for that, but it literally happened overnight. It was like, I need to make a decision, and I made it, and here we are.
So you just decided 2 years ago, you was like, I'm going to get on the internet, and I'm going to make a video. And
it actually started with a picture.
It took off overnight.
It actually started with a picture, yep.
Excuse me. What was that?
I legit posted a picture. It was me standing in the bathroom, which I make a lot of my videos in the bathroom because of that, because that's how I started. So a lot of people probably didn't know that. Like, why is she always dancing in the bathroom? That's literally how it started. I posted a picture. I was just like, I had on a sweatshirt and some colorful leggings, and I was just showing off really my silhouette. And I was like, you know, this will be the first picture that I start Extra Large Sweet Tea with. And this page that I follow, they're a promo page, BBW Pairs. I woke up, and I had almost 10,000 followers. And I was like, where did these people come from? Then I seen that I was tagged in a post.
Wait, hold up! Don't you? We can't just shoot past that. Like that's nah, we can't. We can't just run past that. You just took the picture in the bathroom, the video, and you woke up in the morning, you had over 10,000 followers?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to BBW Pairs. He got it started. He shared my picture. BBW Pairs.
For those who don't know, BBW means a big, beautiful woman. But, oh, it was an app called BBW Pairs, and he the one that kept sharing your page?
Yeah, it was an account on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started.
Oh, wow, okay. That's amazing.
Yeah, it literally happened like
for
that.
For real, because
overnight.
I watch your video, so, I mean, I got to be the eyes for all the listeners. Or do you want to tell the people about your videos? Or do you want to tell the people about your videos,
you
what you do in your videos? Or
I want to hear it from
it's something you got to see, put it like that. a lot of dancing, shaking. I mean, should we say twerking? Is it twerking? I don't know that word. I'm old. Is it a lot of twerking?
I mean, yeah, we can consider some of what I do twerking. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a lot of twerking, a lot of shaking, a lot of dancing, and trust me, for the gentlemen out there who like BBWs.
And the women
too. You gotta see. And the women.
don't discriminate. I'm bisexual. You can't discriminate. So the men and the women that like the BBWs, come check me out.
You. Okay,
I
now.
I correct you right quick.
I was up here being nice. I was trying to be nice, but you just threw that out there. Now you bisexual,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna have to warm up to you then a little bit. So for the men
and the women,
this
was mature audiences. Yes.
It is. Oh, trust me, it is. We get crazy out here. But I'll rephrase that for the men and the women.
Yes, thank you.
If you want to see some twerking and dancing and shaking at his best, you're going to have to go to her page. We're going to give all that out later in a little while. But look, all right. So let's go back a little bit. So growing up in Virginia, when you was a little girl, what did you want to be? What did you want to be when you was a little girl? What was your dream?
I wanted to be a singer / teacher, not a music teacher, but an actual teacher that performed and stuff at night. That was my imagination at that when I was younger, but that's what I wanted to be.
So you wanted to be a singer. So I guess you could sing then.
I guess. I'm all right.
Okay. All right. So then, So speed it up a little bit. So that's about in your young years. So in your teenage years, okay, first look, were you always a BBW even as a teenager? You was always a BBW?
My body started to come in when I was about 9 or 10. So yeah.
So at 9 or 10 years old, you was already built like a woman, or?
Yes, my hips and stuff were showing in my clothes, yeah.
Wow. So by the time you reach, by the time you reach 18, what were you doing?
When I was 18, I was working in retail. I was working in a grocery store. I just started college. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do in my life even then. But just a normal 18-year-old working and going to school.
and bisexual at 18, or no, you didn't come out the closet yet?
I know I liked girls when I was a kid, but I didn't actually come out of the closet fully until I was about 25.
Okay. So 18, you still was just mainly messing with guys.
Mm-hmm. And only one guy at that time. I was still, you know, a baby, so I wasn't extra large back then.
You said you wasn't or you was?
I wasn't. I didn't have this personality. I wasn't fully into myself like I am now back then. Like how you say we were plus size women are usually timid and shy. That was me back then. So
right.
I wasn't even aware of all that I had going on.
Yeah,
I was
because
still wearing clothes
you know,
to cover it
said,
up.
I told you, as I said, like when I was younger, when I was a teenager or in my 20s and I used to go out with my friends, they used to always tease and joke me because if I went to the clubs or wherever I went, I was looking for like a big girl. So
mm-hmm.
I remember even times when I could see like, because you know it's always a big girl around and a bunch of girls or something, and I would be like, I might say, yo, hello, excuse me, and all the other, like the skinny, light-skinned girls with the long hair, everybody would turn around like, you talking to me? And I'd be like, no, I'm talking to her. And you know the big girl, she in the cut, and she'd be like, who, me? I'd be like, yeah, I'm talking to you. Like, so the big girls was like more back then, like they were withdrawn and, but it's a good thing. Times have changed now. Don't even try to play with big girls now. I don't mean it like that, but they'll set you straight. Big girls is here to stay.
You can get yourself hurt. You can get yourself hurt playing with us now. You can
get
your feelings hurt. You can get hurt physically. Just play it lightly. That's all.
Okay, but look, check this out. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and she's a big woman, and she had this surgery, and then I was talking to her, and then I was telling her about you was coming on my she knew you was coming on my show from the flyer, and we was talking about that, and She had the surgery, and she's doing the shot and stuff, and she losing weight. And then, I was joking, and I said, like, don't lose no more weight. And then she was telling me that when she had all the weight on, that she was often in a lot of pain. She would get tired when she walked. It was very uncomfortable and – mentally draining on her part. So I know you a plus. I'm not asking you for your weight and all that stuff like that. If people want to know, they could go to your page. That's why I'm not getting into that. But do you have problems like that? Because it seemed like you don't. It seemed like you carry your weight well, the way you move around in your videos and stuff like that. Have you ever contemplated having a surgery or anything like that?
So, to piggyback off of what your friend said, it is mentally draining. It is physically draining. People don't see that side of you when you're looting confidence, when you're walking around happy and smiling. They don't think, oh, her back's probably hurting. Or, I would say the ones that love us don't think that way. The haters are constantly saying stuff like, oh, you need to lose weight, you need to do this, you need to do that. So I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the actual supporters. Actual supporters don't think about that side of it. Traveling comfortably, not a thing unless you're in first class. If you're in a car for long periods of time, you have to worry about your leg hurting and stuff like that. So, yes, I have thought about surgery. I have taken the necessary steps to actually start the process. I don't like the negative side of surgery. People think you're unhappy with yourself, so you're doing it. No, I literally want to live longer. I want to be here with my person. I want to have that stamina so I can ride just like the skinny girls do. Like, I'm literally doing it to be healthier, not to be 125 pounds, because I don't desire to be 125 pounds.
No, not at all.
Just a healthier, smaller version.
You don't need to be at all.
I don't think I would ever be that small. Some people you just kind of know, like with their body shape and stuff, that you're not going to be too small. And I'm one of those people that I'm not going to be that small, because my mom is stacked and she's lost a lot of weight and is still stacked. Like, so, and she's not even in the hundreds. So I just don't see that for me either. So I think we're good. I'm still going to be plus size. It's going to be a little smaller.
No, that's what's up. If for the people that's on the line, if you don't want to press one, you could inbox me or text me, and I'll ask Sweet Tea a question if you're afraid to talk to her yourself. Okay, look, I don't want to, like, I deal with ages, like, in, like, this. I don't want to know your exact age, but I always say, like, when you're in your first quarter of your life, the first quarter of your life is 0 to 25. The second quarter of your life is 25 to 50. The third quarter of your life is 50 to 75. And, you know, the fourth quarter is 75 to 100. So what quarter of life is your age range in?
I'm 33. I'm in my second quarter.
you 33?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's a good age. You got children?
It is. I do not.
Huh? Oh, you do not?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So are you single right now?
I am.
Wow. Okay. Now you're gonna drive my listeners crazy. But look, while listen. This is what I wanted to. This is a question that to me to ask you and stuff like, which some of the questions is stupid, but
I believe it.
But I gotta ask. But they not stupid. I'm not gonna say they not stupid. But we already
silly. We'll go with
like,
silly.
Were you always big? You said you was always big, so that's one of them. But far as the dating thing goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you find dating now? As a plus size woman in 2024 or 2023, because that's when we just left. How was dating going? Because you said you're single, so.
In general, I feel like it's easier to date as a plus size woman now versus, you know, in the early 2000s. And how my dating life is going currently. I'm still single, you know, I'm still on the market, so I guess that kind of answers how it's going. Yeah, I'm single until somebody say, look, that's my wife.
But are you talking about a man and a woman or just a man?
Whoever. I don't discriminate.
So you would marry a woman?
I would. If the right one came along and made me like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said I got a daughter that's married to. My daughter is married to a woman. I got a daughter that's what's the word? Lesbian? Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I got a daughter that's married to a girl. So they live in North Carolina.
Okay.
And, so. I mean, my, you know, I never really had problems with it, you know. I still, you know, I just treat our love the same, so. So you would, you would take it from the man or the woman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So look, how far as your DMs go, inboxes, on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook? How are your DMs?
full, partial nonsense, partial business props, and the other part is just people getting fresh. I hate unsolicited penis pictures. Please stop sending penis pictures. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them with a passion, and it will get you blocked. I'm sorry. I hate penis pictures. Please stop sending them.
Somebody send you a penis picture, you block them?
Yes, because it's so irritating. I get it all the time. I get it all the time. Penis to be a surprise. I don't want to see it beforehand.
How about if a woman send you a vagina picture? Would you block her?
I don't want that either. I don't want to see anybody's naked genitals until I am in the bedroom with them. I like it for it to be a surprise. And maybe because I do content creation that, you know, I'm seeing naked bodies all the time. So if I'm trying to date someone, I don't necessarily want to see what I'm getting from everyone else, if that makes sense.
But check this out. So if you get in a relationship, and what about if somebody wanted you to give up all the stuff you do on Instagram and everything, what would you do then?
That's a conversation to be had. I'm actually transitioning off of OnlyFans in 2025, so that part won't actually be in the way of potential relationships. But this is what I have to say to anybody that tries to convince their significant other to quit what they're doing. If you can replace that income, then it's not even a discussion. But if you can't replace the income and completely take me in as a dependent, don't even worry about what I do. Don't worry about how I pay the bill unless you can make that switch for me.
Wow. So that's a trade for love.
It's real. It's real because I can differentiate and make you feel comfortable with what I'm doing. And if you're just not that person that's not going to be comfortable with it, then it's just not going to work anyway. But I can try my best to make you comfortable. I only make content with people that I'm dealing with. So that's why you don't really see a whole lot of new content, because I'm not dealing with anybody right now. But that's the way that I make content. I make it with the person that I'm seeing at the time. So there wouldn't be a question of whose dick was that in your mouth. We made that video together. That would never be a discussion. But as far as me being out there and other people seeing it, you met me while I was doing it. So to come in and be like, I don't want you to do it no more, yeah, money got to talk.
I like that. So look, you like, where you at in life right now? Younger men, younger women, or older men, older women?
I've been getting a lot of younger people as of lately. I don't know what it is, if my skin routine has gotten better. I don't know. But the youngins been coming for me. They've been coming for me. I've been having to say, you know, you got to be at least 25 to ride this ride. I've been getting 21, 23. I've gotten hit on by a 19-year-old, and I felt so bad. I'm like, son, no. He's like, don't call me. I'm like, look, 19, you can't even drink. You can't even buy me a drink.
I told you, people out there, they loving our big women right now. Like, people don't know what they missing, right? They don't really know at all. They what's the word for it? They I don't know. They don't even know. But look, let me see, what's another? I got some more questions for you. This is a question that I ask all my guests, and it's a two-part question. I was going to wait to the end to ask you, but I'm going to ask you that now before I ask any callers if they want to come in. Or maybe I should. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. If anybody want to speak to Sweet Tea, Extra Large Sweet Tea, press 1, and I'll bring you in. Extra Large Sweet Tea. But in the meantime, if anybody want to press 1 and ask her anything, any kind of question, just press 1. I hope. Look, I'm going to hold on before I ask you that question. Let me see. We got a caller on here. Let me see. 7387, you live?
Yeah, what's up, Jay Sean? This is the guy from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's going on, bro? What's the deal?
Nothing. I got a question to Miss Sweet Pea, because she's saying, you know, caught my attention, but how you doing, man? But I got a question, right? Dealing with your OnlyFans, right? Just say you met a male, and he have a platform like you. He got an OnlyFans, right? And you know, y'all get closer and closer as time go by, and he asks you if he deactivate his OnlyFans, would you deactivate your OnlyFans? How would you deal with that?
I would be open to deleting it if he's deleting his as well. But once again, the money has to be there. Like, that's not something that we can even discuss if we're both depending on those funds. Now, if we got stuff saved up or we've invested correctly, then hell yeah. You let it go, I let it go. Cool. But the money has to be there in order to do that.
No, that's understandable. But always remember, it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I meet you halfway, you meet me halfway, and we'll, you know,
correct.
Go up the mountain together.
Correct.
Yeah, that was the
as
question.
Long as
it makes sense. You know. Yeah. That was the question I had, Jay Sean, you know. Because, you know, we got to keep it real. I'm keeping it real with Jay Sean, you know.
So you like big women?
Well, I mean, it's not about being big or small. You know, I like to deal with a person's mind first. You know, I mean, yeah, I get it. I'm attracted to big women, you know, but like I said, you can have a big woman that have a beautiful face, but her mind is like a 15-year-old high school girl. I wouldn't want to deal with that. But
very true.
On the other hand, you have the same woman, but she's mature. You know, you can go places. You know, like she said, maybe that one would be like on his knees, ready to marry. You know, you never know. But yeah, I'm attracted to big women also.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You a big man?
Well, I'm not a fat man, but you know, I'm 6 feet tall, 230 pounds. You know, light skin. You know, I mean, you know, I'm
no. We don't.
Some, you know,
we don't,
females
no,
say I'm
we,
attractive,
we,
so
we,
you know,
no light skin men is out. We done with that. No, dark.
Well,
skin.
It's not look. But check, hey, Jay Sean, check it out.
Light
skin men
that.
Out,
we
but
done
look
with the light skin men.
But look, always remember this, mind over matter. So if I can manipulate, not manipulate in a bad way, but if I can manipulate her mind, hey, watch them dark-skinned guys. They sit on the bench again.
We dark-skinned men, we taking over in 2024.
Light-skinned men. We all black.
Light-skinned men went out.
That's right. We all bleed the same color. But since you, AJ, since you brought that up, I'm going to bring something up 30 years ago. Me and you used to ride around town after we have a drink. Look, me and you used to ride around town after we have a drink, and if we see an attractive girl, we should pull up and be like, who you rather be with, a light-skinned guy or a dark-skinned guy?
Yeah, we did. We used to do that when we was young. We used to ride around and pull up our females and ask them what they prefer, light-skinned or dark-skinned. Because he very light and I'm very dark all the time to do that. We sure did. Yo, thanks for calling in, God from Brooklyn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell her leave you her OnlyFans name. I might go on it.
She's gonna give out all her information.
I'm listening.
All right.
Her accent sounds like she's from Virginia. I'll be traveling down there.
She said she's from Virginia.
Wow.
I came on a little late, I didn't catch it from the beginning.
I was just listening to her accent. I didn't know where she was from. I said her accent sounded like she's from Virginia.
I think me and you went to Virginia together, just me and you, right?
Yeah.
We went to Virginia Beach. Yeah, I remember that. All right. Yo, stay with me, man. Stay with me. All right?
Yeah. I'm on it.
All right. Anybody else got any questions for Sweet Tea? You have to press 1 to go live. We got us for a little bit. Hey, Sweet, tell everybody your Instagram, whatever you want to tell them. Tell people what you got, your Instagram or YouTube. I was on your YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was going through your YouTube, and I heard a lot of things about you on YouTube. I heard about I don't know. You might don't want to talk about that. So I just was on your YouTube. I was on a lot of different pages. I see when you went through a couple of things on.
if it's up there, then I can talk about it. Like, I don't put anything out there that I don't want to ask or answer questions about. I'm an open book. If I put it out there, then it's fair game.
I seen on YouTube when you was talking about the mental part. But hold on, I got another caller for you. Hold on. Because I'm crazy.
Okay.
I'm crazy. I don't know. I don't want to say I'm crazy too, but I'm crazy. For real. But let's see. We got another caller. 3324, you live.
Yo, what's going on?
Hi.
What's going on? Who's this, Dre?
Yeah. AKA Humble Ray.
What's going on? I know you done. Your baby mother was bigger than a mom. So I know you like big. His baby mother was bigger than a mom. So, what's up?
Great show, man. Great show. I just have a quick question. I can say hi to a queen. How you doing, queen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a content creator also. I was performing on TikTok on Humble Williams. I got like 130 right now. So crazy. For me, like, I'm disabled. So it's like, it was hard. But when I was growing up, it was hard for me to make it right.
He's sounding a little muffled. Can you understand him? Because I can't.
He said he got a trach in his throat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said that he a content creator also. So he said, Dre, when you was growing up?
I'm a content creator also. And when I first started, every time I felt uneasy, like really showing myself, like to the world like that. But as time went on, so I was worried about what people say and how rude people could be. What danger the conflict to say? What danger the conflict to say? You know what? They hate it. I'm just gonna be.
Right.
That's a good question. Did you understand that, what he said, Sweet?
I heard him say that when he first started, he was nervous about putting himself out there. I didn't exactly hear the question part, though.
Yeah, he said that when he first started, because he got like 100,000+ people on TikTok, like, to follow him. But he said when he first started,
that's what's up.
He's the one that did the flyer too. He actually my graphic designer, but he's the content creator too. He got, I'm gonna connect you with him. He got like 100,000+ subscribers on TikTok, like when he do a video. But he said that when he first started, he was a little bit afraid of what people might say and stuff like that. What gave you the courage to not be afraid of what people might say, you know, when you came on, or not even when you came on, even right now? Because I'm sure you got haters.
Yes, we all have haters.
Let me say first that there ain't nothing wrong with you at all. You're beautiful.
Right.
Until your upload. So don't. I don't mean it like it's something wrong with you or nothing like that. I don't mean it nothing like that. But, you know, people are cruel. Some people are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I ask you.
Yeah. So the way I deal with that, I do read the comments. If they're too negative, I go ahead and remove them, especially on TikTok, because it's way more trolls on TikTok than it is on Instagram.
Yeah.
So when they get to saying crazy stuff, if it's too rude, where it just, like, it bothers me, I'll go ahead and delete it. Other than that, like, putting myself out there was never difficult because I always felt like I had a story to tell, and it would be more beneficial for me to get it out for my spiritual healing and for others to be touched by it, and they could be possibly going through the same thing. So it's like I meet people, we gravitate towards each other, having some of the same experiences, and I love that. So I would have never been able to meet some of the people that I've met had I not put myself out there. So like the last caller said, mind over matter, that mattered more important to me that I could possibly reach people. And they will be able to see me further than just a picture or me shaking my ass.
Right. Perfect. So more power to you. More power to you. Keep doing what you're doing. And if anything I can do, we can do a duet together to help get more followers and pick me up. No problem.
Okay, thank you. And congrats on your following as well.
Thank you.
I'm definitely gonna connect you. That's my man who did the flyer right there. So I'm definitely gonna connect you with her. So look, we don't got much longer with Sweet T. So Sweet T, look, before we got ready to take the callers, I had a question I wanted to ask you. I usually wait to the end, but I'm gonna ask you this first, and then I'll let you answer, and then I'll go to a break, and then I'll come back and let you give all your social media and everything. And I ask all my callers this, they call in. Is love real?
Yes. I believe it is. You don't just get love from a significant other. There's a bunch of different variations of it. You get love from your children, from your parents, grandparents. If we didn't have that emotion, I feel like a lot of us would be suffering just trying to find peace within ourselves. Because sometimes you need that extra hug, you need that extra nudge from people who do care about you. So love has to be real, or else we would not be able to function.
I never heard nobody break it down like that. Because, you know, I don't really believe in love, and everybody get on me. Ladies always getting on me, and guys, and everybody always getting it, because, you know, I call myself Mr. Fuck Love on my radio show. I always say everybody who always told me they love me hurt me, so I don't believe in love, so a lot of people get down on me. But, no, that was a good synopsis. That was a good explanation of love. It definitely was. I got another question for you. What do you think the right age for a woman should be when she should start preparing for marriage? I mean, when should she be ready to give up the whole phase, if she had one? You know what I'm saying? And start, what's the right age for a woman to start preparing for marriage?
There is no right age, in my opinion, because there are some that get married younger than others, and actually stay married and have a successful marriage. I'm not speaking on the ones who got married for benefits for the military, nothing like that. I'm not speaking on them. The ones that actually got married for love. I feel like there is no age to prepare, but you should always be working on yourself so that you're ready. So okay. I would say between 21 and 25, you're figuring yourself out. You're learning yourself. That might be around the time where you are in your whole phase. Some people's whole phases last longer than others. Mine was between those years, 21 and 25. That was when I was discovering myself and what I like. And then by 25, like I said, I came out of the closet. So I knew at 25 what I wanted, what I was attracted to, and what served me. Now, going into my 30s is when I actually started working on myself. You can find out what you like and still be stuck in your ways and not even be ready for marriage. Or be ready for that person. But I think 30, when you hit 30, that's when stuff start making sense. That's when stuff start breaking down and for you. And you're like, okay, I need to fix this. I need to work on this. Then if I have myself together, marriage will come.
You answered that before. I was going to ask you, did you have a whole phase? But you already, you answered it before I could even ask you about it. Like, you said that was my whole phase right there, because I was getting ready to go there. But look, check this out. Hold on. We're going to take one more quick break, and then I'm going to come back. Then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you give out all your whatever you're promoting and everything that you want to tell my listeners about. In the meantime, anybody got any questions for Extra Large Sweet Tea, you got to press 1. Anybody, like I said, if you want to speak to her, comment, or question anything, you got to press 1. The people online, well, they know they can't do that, only the people on the phone. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to close out with Extra Large Sweet Tea. I know y'all got something. Somebody want to know something. I want to know a lot of things, but I know some people got to know. They want to know something. We'll be right back after the Keep It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Trusting my heart to cut it, but it ain't working out. I wanna show you out, I wanna show you out. I'm gonna brag about it, I wanna tie it now. I wanna show you out, I wanna show you out. I wanna show you out. No, you hang up. You hang up.
Some different about you. That when he hit my seat, did you leave that on your tattoo? That's true that I like PDA. Take it too steep. Please check a little dick in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on a rack in the club with the pass? We that's you. Friendly chilling with the windows down. I'd be 10 toes down on the desk and fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the street. Get used to my fans looking at you. Fuck what they heard. I'm fussed with them birds and the mean kitty. Don't get sad with the rap dude. Boys be mad, but I don't fuck himself. Girl, they do. Come to the pigtail. I love you. I want a big tail. Play don't trip. I'll split a big tail. Take you around the world. They don't have to understand. Rub it in their face. Put a rock on her hand.
Can you call me back? I miss you. It's so lonely in my mansion.
She's gonna have to cut it. But it's like not. I want to show you all. I want to show you all. I want to brag about it. I want to die tonight. I want to show you all. I want to show you all. I want to show you all.
I really feel, I'm hoping I didn't forget any questions that anybody told me to ask you. I'm trying to check my inboxes and everything. But look, before we let you go, tell everybody everything you got going on, Sweet Tea, like how they can get in touch with you on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, OnlyFans, whatever you got going on, tell everybody about it.
All right. Excuse me. Hey, guys, again, this is Extra Large Sweet Tea. You can find me on Instagram, Extra Large, extra.large.sweettea, spelled like the drink. I also have a backup page with 2 G's, extra.large, Sweet Tea. I'm also on TikTok, spelled the same way. I'm on YouTube, spelled the same way. I'm on OnlyFans, spelled the same way. I try to make it easy for y'all. My Twitter, which has a lot of promos and clips from my OnlyFans for those, you know, those other supporters. If you want to look at something, but don't necessarily know if you want to actually get the OnlyFans yet. Go to my Twitter, and that's LRG.XTRA, so large.extra. So it's just reversed on Twitter. But everywhere else, spelled the same, Extra Large Sweet Tea.
And thank you so much for supporting me. You a masseuse too, right?
Mhm. Yep, I do massages. Thank you. Slipped my mind. Yes, I do massages, and I travel for them as well. So all of that stuff is on my Instagram if you're inquiring about a massage and what all entails in the extra large experience. Hit me up.
Yeah, because I'm a big person on massages. Like I told, I think I told you that I was like next time I'm in Virginia, next time I'm definitely gonna hit you up in when next time I'm in Virginia.
Please do.
And, but you also fly out to people, right?
I do. If I get groups of people in one area, then I'll do like a tour and I'll come to that area and I'll set up for however many clients are there. And sometimes I'll stay for a few days. I like to have fun with my clients. Like it's a whole thing. I don't want to give too much away. Just know that you get your money's worth.
But what about if somebody wanted to come to Virginia? What would they do? Do you tell them where to stay and everything like that, or or you wait till you get personal? Because I know you don't tell people what city you live in. So what about if somebody wanted to come to? Well, I guess once they came to Virginia, then you would tell them where they could stay and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, if they book me, I give all of that information out. I just don't put it on the internet for obvious reasons. But yeah, when they actually book, then yeah, you get that information. I don't want anybody to think they're just coming into a situation blind. I don't work like that. I know there's a lot of content creators out there that are scammers and stuff like that. But I'm not one of them. I pride myself in having the great customer service skills that I have. I was in retail for 10 plus years, so I know how to talk to people. And you'll be treated like not only a client, but you'll be treated as a homeboy, a homegirl, whoever. Like you'll be treated with the utmost respect. And like I said, once you book, you get all that information.
Oh, let's go to Virginia.
I'll just say,
y'all.
Oh yeah, flying to Virginia, and then I'll tell you, no. We discussed all of that prior to.
Now that's what's up. That's definitely what's up because, one of my sons, he met a girl on Facebook, and she told him that he had to give her $100 deposit on Cash App the whole appointment. And then he sent it $100, and then the next day she blocked him on Facebook.
Yeah, and it's people
so
like
know,
that that made the
scammers.
Process a little more difficult. Yeah.
No,
but
yeah, no.
I have client reviews.
You look. I can vouch for you. I can vouch for you that you're legit. She's legit. Trust me on that. She's definitely legit. So everybody, you want to go to her Instagram page, go to her page, subscribe, everything. I'm sure. I tell you that you will. She's a very talented person. And talking to you, it was just what I expected. You're down to earth, and you got a great personality and demeanor. Cause everybody not
Thank
like
you.
That. Now I always tell people it don't cost you nothing to be nice. You know what I mean? Cause I'm helping you, you helping me. We promoting everybody out here doing the same thing online. You know,
right.
But I want to tell you that in my eyes, to me, you are a success, and trust me, your personality, it fits your It fits everything about you, your page and everything about you. I was trying to figure out how you would sound and how you would talk and how would your character be, but it's flawless, and I could tell you a good person. I'm a good judge of character. So I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you,
you know,
for having me.
You know I'm gonna continue to follow you on Instagram, and
I'm gonna
definitely now that you know you're a friend to the show, you're welcome to come back anytime. But I'm gonna definitely be talking to you, or whenever the next time I'm in Virginia, or whatever. You know what I mean? Because everybody, I'm telling you, everybody can use a massage. Trust me. Some people might look at it in certain ways, and some people might look at it in different ways. But everybody could use a massage. And a lot of times, people like to tell you, "Oh, I know how to do a massage," or your wife or your girlfriend or whoever she might be. But if she's been around you a long time, then sometimes they tend not to do it like they're supposed to. So check out Extra. thanks for calling in. I'm gonna let you go now. If anybody else, no, I'm gonna give everybody. Nobody else ain't pressing. One nail got. Anybody got any questions for Extra Large Sweet Tea before I let her go? Going once, going twice. If nobody don't got no questions for her, we're gonna let her go right now. And check our Instagram. Give me your Instagram one more time.
That was Extra. xtra.lrg.sweettea, and it's xtra.lrg.sweettea,
and that'll
send you to the rest of my
Instagram
page.
And if you don't remember that, just ask me, inbox me, text me, go on my Facebook page or whatever you want to, and I'll give you her Instagram page. I'm on her page every day. How many videos do you make? A video, one video a week, one video a day, 10 videos a day? What do you do?
Sometimes it all depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I can knock a few out of one day. And sometimes you won't get one until a week later. It all depends on what I have going on. But I'm constantly making content just whenever. So I always have stuff to post.
Okay. All right. Y'all heard it. So if you go on her page, trust me. Well, she got enough videos up there to keep you occupied until she
yes.
do another one. Look, Sweet Tea.
608.
Yeah, you've been real, just like the name of my show, Keeping It Real. I want to thank you for coming through. I really, really appreciate your personality and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll talk more soon. I want to wish you much success in everything you're doing, and the sky's the limit, you know what I mean? And don't stop. You are you definitely a big contribution to the gram. Or into the BBWs of the world. You like a voice for the people who can't speak, and you should be given. And I know you do give people inspirations, and the people that probably don't even say it, and you probably don't know, but they probably look at you and they probably say, "She's an inspiration to me," because I know it's a lot of big women BBWs out there who's shy and wish they had the courage to come off Instagram and put on a negligee or a thong and twerk or dance or even just talk. You know what I mean? So you paving the way for a lot of people with the things that you do. So never take it for granted, because you a big contribution to Instagram and a lot of other people in the world. And with that being said, yo, you take it easy. And I'll be in touch with you. Trust me on that. I'll be in touch with you. Just remember, whenever you see me, just know I'm a friend.
Will do. Thank you for having me, and thank you guys for listening and calling in.
All right. That's Sweet Tea, y'all. Bye-bye. Sweet Tea. Bye-bye. Yes. Now let's talk about her now. Let's talk about her. You know, that's what black people do. When you go to a cookout or something, as soon as somebody leaves, you start talking about them. No, I'm just joking. Let me see. What's going on out there in the world? If anybody, you got any questions or statements, anybody want to say anything, you want to press one. I didn't even talk about donations tonight. I didn't want to seem tacky. Anybody want to give any donations? You know, my Cash App, $JASHONJ. No donation is too small. No donation is too big. We just finished interviewing Instagram queen. Like, she got over 70,000 subscribers on Instagram. Let me tell you, I didn't really get into it too much when she was on here, but she puts on negligee and she dances on Instagram, twerks on Instagram, and it's really something to see. So go on Extra Large Sweet Tea on Instagram if you want to see her. Subscribe to her page. It's really something to see a plus-size woman with confidence. It's really something. It's really something to see. Let me see. I don't really know. I wasn't prepared to go. I don't know what's the next. What else we gonna go into? Let's see. Anybody out there? Anybody out there want to press one? Want to talk about something or say something? You know, like I always tell you, like the days is over when I'm just gonna sit here and talk without crowd participation. We need that. I didn't really have no topics because I didn't really know how long I was going to have her on. So I didn't have any topics ready. Unless we want to just jump into another talk and talk about something. We can do that too. What I'm going to do is, this is what I'm going to do. 1 second. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to run to the bathroom, and I'm going to come back. We're going to say a quick word. If anybody got anything they want to say, if not, we're just going to end the show. One second. Let me see. So like I said, if anybody out there, we got anything we want to talk about, you got to press 1. No, I'm gonna take a quick break. I gotta go to the bathroom, and then we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Oh, and pray. Oh, and don't let
welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. How's everybody doing with the evening, this evening? I hope everybody enjoyed that interview. I really had a good time with that interview. Especially when she bust out. Remember when she said she was bisexual? I was like, damn. She bisexual? Like, wow. She threw that out there. She was, you were on the internet, and I wonder can you really get somebody, a man or something like that, to take you serious or love you or whatever. And if you on the internet and you dancing and twerking and all that and people sending you money, I wonder can you ever find a man who would accept that? I really wonder that. What you think? What everybody think out there? You think you could marry a woman who was a content creator on the internet and was receiving money for men, for I guess men, you know who, I guess if she did videos twerking and lingerie and stuff like that, could you take that seriously? Could you be with a woman like that?
That's a question I had. I texted that question, when she said, "Are you actively in a relationship?" I was wondering, was it? Are you not in a relationship because of your career?
You what?
But was she not in a relationship because of her career? Or was she career?
That would have been a good question to ask her, for real. Now that you bring that up,
would you stop your career?
I think somebody asked her that, though, like, would she stop that? And she said that the only way she would stop is if you got to replace the money that she making on Instagram. So I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
What's that?
I understand you don't believe in love, right? I understand you don't believe in love, right?
Okay.
But you believe in relationships, right? You will have a relationship with somebody, right?
I'll have an agreement with somebody.
Okay, you're having an agreement with somebody. Do you think money is more important than your agreement?
Do I think what?
Money is more important than your agreement with somebody.
Is money more important than my agreement? I think money, the way the world is right now, I think everything is about money right now. I think everything is about money, and I think money isn't important. And I think as bad as it sounds, I kind of agree with her that if you ain't going to give me the money I'm making on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, then you got to keep stepping. Even though I know that's without values and morals, you know what I mean?
Okay, let me see something. Let me do something for 1 second. Okay. I have a gentleman right here with me. And he's single. Let me ask him a question. Can I ask you a question?
All right,
hold on. Okay. Are you single?
Okay.
Do you think money is more important than your relationship?
More money is important than a relationship?
Yes. Right, if you have a career and you're making money, but your relationship caused you to not spend enough time. Like, what's more, in your opinion, what's more important, a relationship or money?
So I'm a firm believer of both because you have to have. Like, you got to have a balance. Get it? At a certain point in life, your career has to be important because you have to be at a certain point. But then at a certain point, you have to also focus on your relationship because you got to have a work-life balance. Get what I'm saying? So it depends on what's your life, like where you're at in your life, and you got to be able to make that call for yourself.
Okay.
If you're a younger self, you're like a little bit on the younger side, I think you should be 50-50, but you should have a little bit more emphasis to establish yourself in order for you to get a stable relationship. You get what I'm saying? So it's not that you're focused 100% on a relationship and then you're hustling left and right, you know, not able to maintain both. You get what I'm saying? Because no matter what, if you're not financially stable, you're not going to have that great of a relationship either if you think about it, right? So you got to make sure that your career, you're driven enough that you have goals that, you know, eventually you can come to that point where, you know, you're not 50% career-driven and 40% relationship, so you can be that, yes, I'm good in my career, I'm on a stable path, so I can tone down my focus and focus a little bit more on the relationship. You know what I mean?
Okay, last question. Do you believe in love?
Yeah, there has to be some. You have to have that connection. You gotta, you know, want to be with somebody, right? You gotta get up, look forward to being with somebody, you know, spending time with them. There has to be some form of love too. You have to care. You know, it's not like you have lovey-dovey, you got up each other's business all the time, but, you know, simple acts of service for each other and all that, supporting each other is a form of love, yes.
All right, thank you.
He said he believed in love.
Yeah. Part of it. But for me, I don't know. I think love is everything. You know me. I think love is everything.
I think love overpowers everything.
Because if I love you, I'm going to get that. If I love you, I know we need certain shit. We need shit. So I'm going to go hard to make sure we have them. So it's not like I'm shooting money over you. I love you, so I'm going to go get that money so we can have our good times and have the things that we need. If that makes sense. Because you love somebody.
It makes sense.
You're not going to rain bread. You're not going to rain bread all day and hold your person knowing y'all hungry as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he was from where? Where was he from?
India.
India?
He's India. Yeah, India.
Wow. Okay, that's real.
I talked to him a couple of times, and he's not in a relationship because he said he went to it.
He not in a relationship because he worked too much?
Yeah. And his ex broke up because he worked too much.
Who the hell is going to break up with somebody because they work too much?
Yeah.
I never heard no shit like that.
I've heard it before. I heard a lot of females cheat on their husband because everybody he only gets work in the head.
Huh?
I said, I heard a woman say she cheated on her man because he only got work before. I heard that before. So if you're on the same,
you
work time, take care of you. Huh?
So you think that love? You think that love is everything? That's what you told me.
Yeah. About love. If you don't feel alone, you're not functioning right.
But why you said you feel like love is everything?
I'm just trying to get in. The age, the real age. You need love. That's why we so fucked up right now. That's why the world so fucked up. Because we don't got love in the world. No one loves each other. There's no passion. There's nothing to hold on to.
That's deep. That's deep that you feel like that. That's really deep. That you really believe that in your heart.
I really feel that. I believe it. I feel it. It's real.
Wow.
Huh? You know my situation. I mean, fuck that situation. No, 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 no,
you believe in love.
Yeah. Love will hurt you and love will break you. If you're not hurt all around, you don't got real love. That's my opinion.
I can't knock you. I've been doing this podcast a long time, and it seemed like love always prevails.
Yeah, it's true. You know what's not real? I'm sure it's not real.
What's not
being
real?
The person, being with someone, you telling yourself you want to be with that person. That's not real. People being with people that they don't want to be with. But saying they want to be with them. That's not real.
Somebody texted me and told me to tell you that God comes before anything.
Yeah, we're not talking about God. That's self-explanatory. So you all know that. Like, that's something that
somebody texted.
You don't even know how to say.
Somebody texted me and told me to tell you that. They tell Drake, God comes before everything.
I guess you got a single person, right?
Huh?
A single person says that, right? Someone single say that, right?
I don't know if they sing it.
if you're single or not. Only a single person to say that.
Well,
Wait a minute. Let me see. They text me back.
Okay, something like that. A statement like
they just text me back and said, wow.
I'm not being rude. I didn't mean that in the wrong way. But a single person said that. You know what? That's self-motivation. That's a self-motivation statement. That's what we gotta tell ourselves. Okay. I ain't gonna say that part. But I'm guilty of it too. We tell ourselves that we are wrong with God. But we do want someone, we can't find. I'm not saying it towards you. But I'm just saying in general, we tell ourselves that it keeps.
Hold on, Dre. 8555, you live.
What's good?
What's the deal?
Okay.
I hear y'all talking about love, and I hear somebody mention God. Now, a lot of people say God is love. However,
right,
people have a problem loving people that they can touch and feel, but they swear by they love God. So I have a problem with that when people talk about they love God so much and God is love. And if God created all of us, how can we not loving each other better? You know,
that's
my question. Like,
that's true.
You know, because we throw God out there, but are we living godly? You know, and if we live in godly, then all the stuff that's going on in the world would decrease tremendously if we really start living godly. We throw God up a lot. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I think people use God as a scapegoat, you know? But at the end of the day, we know it's supposed to be about what God represents. God represents goodness. God represents greatness. God represents guiding yourself in a decent manner. But look at what we got going on. So, you know, how many of us really godly?
How many of us really what?
How many of us really godly? God-like. I mean, God-like. Representing God by our actions. And this includes people who are religious, too. You know? A lot of people are religious. They go to church. They go to the mosque. They pray. They, you know, they shout. But they treat people like crap. So what's that all about? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, is the church, is the mosque helping us? Or are we disconnected somehow still? You know? So, you know, like I said, there's issues that, you know, that we have as humans, let alone as a people, as human beings. I mean, on the dollar bill is saying God we trust. But you, how many people trust each other? Most people only trust the dollar, and they'll do anything and everything to get it.
Most people only talk about God when things go wrong. And then I see everything going good, and I'm thinking about God. And I'm joking, right? I'm not saying nothing that I'm not guilty of. Okay, you know, all right. Me and my girl was doing, before me and my girlfriend doing good, I was praying. I was listening to my pastor every night. All right, every night, listening to him. The genuine pictures, every night before I go to sleep. That's what me and my friends started doing, hanging with my people and friends. Now I'm chilling, I'm done, I'm this and I'm that. And you know what? That shit did not last long. Now, right now, the same shit to me.
So what did that tell you? What did that tell you? What did you learn from
me that? Yeah, I learned that when you praying for something or you need something from him, you don't turn your grasp on him just like he did it to you.
I mean, in most things you got to realize is whatever happens, God works through people. So as long as you treating people right, God gonna treat you right. People don't get that point. They treat people like crap and expect God to treat them like gold.
We're
supposed to be the people of God. Huh?
You can't forget it's a devil. You can't forget it's a devil too. So I'm always saying devil. It's being it too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes things don't go right, and then God not giving you what you want. It's just sometimes the demon just takes control of some situation.
Well. My thing is that every individual got good and evil in them. We can blame it on the demon, but a lot of it be us.
Yeah, it's spirit. We all have spirit. Yeah, good spirit and bad spirit. When you have a bad spirit in you, you are doing bad things. There ain't no us. We are solely demons. So there is, there is no us.
You don't think there's no us?
No, there ain't no us. It's certain spirits that...
What do you mean? What do you mean there's not a us? What do you mean by that?
I don't think it's three. I don't think it's good, bad, and then you. In between.
It's good and bad. So what you're saying... You don't believe in gray areas. That's what you're saying.
Nah.
I mean, and that's okay. That you don't believe in good gray areas. Okay, you got a person who go to school every day, go to work every day, take care of their children. But they may like to play the pickets. So does that make them a bad person, or that make them a good person?
Who said you're not supposed to play pickets?
According to the Bible, you're supposed to gamble, and playing the pickets is a gamble. It's gambling. That's a gamble. This is what I'm saying when you say good and evil. It's gray areas. So there are certain things that you do that you know that whatever you believe in says you shouldn't do, but that don't make you evil. That makes you in the middle, struggling with something to change. That's what it makes you. So, but there are people who do inherently evil things, just like there are people who do good things. And I don't think no person do all good, nor does a person do all evil. I think it's a mixture. So that's why it's a gray area.
I was just going to say there is a gray area. So, I mean, I think there's evil and there's good. It's good and it's bad. I mean, if a urge to get into you to pay your ticket, then... And that means the evil is in you. But at the end of the day, man, I don't think small details like that, like playing pictures, I don't think that. I don't know if that's in the Bible, man. I'm starting to believe that this whole situation is structured for a higher calling, as a higher situation, like for future. You know, God ain't took none of his head. God ain't took them right here. Look at man did. So he's going to tell you, oh, don't do this for a form of control. A lot of things he's doing it right. God ain't trying to do this. Man did. You know, we pay for apples and oranges, right? They make us pay for apples and oranges. Something that God gave you for free on the trees. We pay for them.
So what is that? Is that good or that's evil?
That's a way of life. That's a way that... That created this thing we call life.
So God didn't create this, they created it then.
Yeah, that's how I believe. I believe God created us as human beings, as a human race. But God didn't say, yo, you're black, and you're white, and you're Indian, and you're this, and you're that. I don't believe God did that.
Okay, so who determines good and bad? Who determines good and evil? The same man determines good and evil. So good and bad. Good and bad is based on your belief system. So
we don't know.
I say it's a gray area. You know why? Because certain people believe certain ways. Now, there are people who read the Bible and interpret gambling, any type of gambling, anything that you do that you put money out and hope for something to happen as gambling.
You know,
betting
you know
on games, throwing dice, all of that. That's gambling. And they say it's
you
wrong.
You know the sad part is?
What is it?
The most sad part of all this is all you know.
Everybody knows about you, right? So you said
everybody's wrong.
So it's not no
because
right.
We never, unless God comes. Until God comes back here, we don't know if the Muslims is right, we don't know if the Jews is right, we don't know if the Christians is right, we don't know if the Bible is written by him.
See, but you know what?
It's going to be a sad day.
I disagree with not knowing what's because you and every other individual is gifted with a soul and a heart and a conscience that tells you when you're doing something that is contrary to who you are as a person.
Right.
And you notice. This thing, you've done it, I've done it, everybody else has done it, has done something, and you say, man,
yes.
God told me not to do that.
That's based on where you're from. That's based on where you're from. and where you and how you grew up and what you've been around. Yeah, if I'm from a place called Uka Asa Asa Asa, right? Everybody in Uka Asa Asa, like, all we do all day is sad and tell people all day. That's all we do. We find people and tell them all day. I have a baby, right? My baby, all my baby see is telling, right? How are you going to have a good heart? I drive in gray areas. You're not going to feel no emotions or nothing like that.
Okay. I mean, let's put it in something. Okay, you say there's a place. There's places where people do kill. There's places where people do get killed. Here, for example, everybody who kills don't necessarily grow up around killing, but yet they kill. So then there are other people who grow up in areas around drug-infested areas. Parents use drugs, and then they never touch drugs. Sometimes it's individuality. We can throw it on situations. Sometimes certain people, situations do breed certain people, but certain people have an innate feeling, an innate connection to the higher power that guides them. Maybe not enough people, because a lot of people don't listen to it when it comes to them. A lot of people get distracted and overrule it, and they keep doing the negative things until they wipe out that positive part of that guidance, and then they become astray. I grew up in an area where there's things I could have did a lot of different things, and in the lifestyle that I grew up, my heart was still pure. My heart was still good, even though the things that I did, other people would say, he didn't have no good heart. He sold drugs. He don't care about nobody. He killing people. But I still kept my heart. I still didn't go beyond a certain point. I wouldn't sell to pregnant women. I wouldn't take food stamps for drugs. I wouldn't sell to children. You know, so it's you and that was something inside of me.
We all have that.
You're entitled to your belief. You know what I'm saying? You're entitled, and that's the thing. We all are entitled to our beliefs, and it's okay if somebody don't believe like you believe. That doesn't necessarily make them right or wrong. That just makes them
different. I don't think all things are evil.
I don't think everything is evil either.
I think all things.
All what?
All things. S-I-N. Okay. S-I-N.
All sin is not evil?
Yeah, I don't think all things are evil.
But say if you say all sin's not evil, then you can't be about right and wrong then. Because if you sin it, then that's a gray area. That's a gray area. Either you're doing right or you're doing. But is right or wrong, good or evil? If you don't believe in gray, it's either right or wrong or good and evil. Sin supposed to be something that you do that's not right. So that's a gray area if you don't think it's evil. You know what I mean? Because either it's right or wrong.
Everybody's saying, though.
All right. So I agree with you. And sin is based on what? What you believe. That's what you believe. You believe with, like some people believe that every baby that comes into the world is born in sin. Me personally, I don't believe that. I believe they learn to do it, as you say, sometimes based on their surroundings. Yeah, some people learn it, but after a while, you get to a point where, you know, as babies, we don't know no better. We just go with what we see. As you start growing,
I think they say born the same. My take on born the same is they're born the same if the parents are not married. That's what I take of it.
Okay, but I don't think that. But I've heard people who had babies that say all are born in sin. All. They didn't say only those who are not married. They say you're born in sin. That's what I've heard. I've heard many people say that. Born in sin.
If you break the statement down, born in sin. And that means, to me, people that are not married.
Hold on, hey, Dre. Hold that statement, Dre. Caller, you live.
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen? Solution, how are you?
All right, what's going on?
How you doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you were saying about babies born in sin. Just to clarify it, if I can, from a Judeo-Christian perspective.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Well, the proof of sin is death, right? And it's unfortunate, but, you know, some of our theologians get into what they call original sin and the results of sin. But since our first parents sinned, it means that all of us fall under that particular umbrella, because they were the federal heads of the human race. So when they fell in sin, and I know it doesn't sound fair, but we have examples of that in our modern-day system, like you are represented in Congress by a representative, not necessarily that you chose, right? But Adam and Eve represented all of us, the whole human race. So when they fell, and the penalty for falling, which I've been doing quite a bit of research, is why was death the penalty? Because that was kind of problematic to me, or it wasn't kind of problematic. It was problematic, and it still is. But nevertheless, I understand it a little bit better after looking into it, right? So the thing is that the proof of sin is death. That's the proof. So it's unfortunate, but babies die. I think most, if not all of them, go to heaven when they die, right? Because they are amongst us who make choices and do despicable things to them, kill them, et cetera, and diseases, by the way, which is called natural evil, opposed to evil that we actively commit. That's known as moral evil. But if I could just narrow in on it, the proof of sin is death. Everybody, with the one exception, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, he died to redeem sinners. But everyone else who dies, it's proof that they are, you know, the result of our original sinful parents. Does that make sense to anyone or not?
Okay, so basically you confirmed what I just said to Dre, that people say it's not about marriage, it's about being born into, basically being born into sin. Everybody is born into sin. That you just confirmed what I said, basically. Now there's one particular person in the Bible that many people don't speak about when they speak about Jesus and Jesus dying for everybody's sin. Then it's the person didn't die, but this person was raised into heaven in the chariot. Are you familiarized with Elijah?
I am.
And you familiarized that he was raised into to heaven?
Right, I am. And also Enoch.
Right. Okay, so
okay, I can give you the perspective of what that means if you care to.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, what happens there, it doesn't mean that they weren't sinners. Now, everyone from Adam and Eve on up to us, we've always been saved ultimately by the same methodology or made right with God, and that is exercising faith in God. In other words, finding out about God and then believing what God says. So Enoch, it says he walked with God. And there is another statement in Amos that says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And that's a rhetorical statement that demands a negative. So no, they can't walk together if they don't agree. Now, I'm just using that to highlight the situation between Enoch and God. It says Enoch walked with God. In other words, Enoch had faith in God. He obeyed God. And it says God took him. Now, that just means he translated him without him going through physical death. So that was a translation of location. And the same thing would be true of Elisha. Now, I think, as I recall, I know those two, I think those are the only two that happened to. Moses had a little bit of a different type, but not exactly. They say that the Israelites did not know the burial place of Moses, who is considered one of the greatest leaders among the ancient Israelites. But those are the two that didn't experience physical death as we do. That was supernatural. But the normal course for us is, as it is appointed to all men once to die and afterwards the judgment. That is what we call the rule. These are two exceptions to the rule, but that's the rule. We all have to die. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, that was my thing. And that when people say that, you know, everybody had to die, and now that you say it, I do remember Enoch as well. But I often focus on that Elijah because, you know, he didn't die. He didn't have to go in the grave. He was raised right up to, you know, according to the scripture, he was raised right up to paradise, if you want to call it that. You know, so now can you take that as somebody else may be capable of that, or were they the only two? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so is that a question or
yeah,
is it rhetorical?
That's a question. No, that's a question.
Oh, that's an actual question. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would say I don't think so. I don't think so because now God can do what God wants to do. God created time. God created space. And I know you guys, I don't know how deeply you get into cosmology and epistemology and, of course, ontology. Those are the three areas of metaphysics. But I would say, based on our historical record, that's not likely to occur again. God has given us historical examples. And so I would in other words, what let me see. What are you getting at? Maybe if I can approach it from that way. What are you kind of flesh that out for me so I can
No. Basically, we got on this basically because Dre was saying there are no gray areas. They are basically good and bad or good and evil. There's no middle ground. And I don't, you know, I tend to say there's a middle ground. That's all. That's how we got to this.
Wait a minute. There are no great what? You cut out a little bit.
There's
I'm sorry.
No,
you
great,
said there are
no
great.
There,
Say that again for me.
There's no gray areas. There's either good or bad or right or wrong. There's no
gray areas. Okay, okay,
right, gray
okay.
Areas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. That's it. That's how we got to where we started talking about. We got into that, and then I mentioned about people being born in sin, and he basically said they meant by marriage, and I said no, that's something that was said that you're born in sin. So at the end of the day, and all of it is based on belief, as he said earlier, it's based on your belief. Because
well, not totally. Yes, we could say okay. We could say everything is based on belief at a certain juncture, but
right.
We talk about evidence that supports the belief, not credulity. See, we say that there's what's known as credulity. In other words, someone believing too easily, and that's not what real faith is based on. Real faith is based on a belief that has evidence. Now, history is a type of science. It is a type of evidence. You and I are making history right now. But let me see. Go. You made another point I wanted to address. You said there are no gray areas. Now, that's true. I think that is accurate. With God, either something is sinful or it's not sinful. Right? I mean, the Catholic Church has what they call venial sins. They break sin up. Venial sins and also mortal sins. Venial sins and mortal sins. But in God's economy, all sin is mortal, period. Right? So I concur with you based on the record. Now, that's not to say that some actions aren't worse or don't have worse reciprocal, or I should say existential, worse impact. Like it's less bad, if we use this example, to lie to a person than to, say, break a person's arm or kill them, right? So in the human economy, there are gradations of impact, but ultimately all sin is mortal. God has to judge all sin because God is completely holy and above sin. Go ahead.
Okay, well, then you agree with Dre, because Dre said it was no gray area. I personally, don't believe,
Well, notice what I said. What you just said is not exactly what I said. I said with God there are no gray areas.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So yeah. All right. So that goes to how you perceive God. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's
let me say this. Oh, okay. Let's bring it into the human economy. There are misdemeanors. And there are felonies. So we make gradations of wrongness. And in law, there's what you call malum in se and malum prohibite, right? Malum in se is an inherent wrong, inherently wrong. For example, burning one's one can take a hammer and build their neighbor a barn, or they can use that same hammer to bash their neighbor's head in. All right, the building, and that's, okay, both of those are examples of malum in se. Well, the one of killing the neighbor or bashing the head in, that's an inherent wrong. Like a malum prohibite is like the speed limit. We say one should only go 35 miles per hour or whatever it is, 25 miles per hour in a school zone. So even in our economy, we mimic gradations of wrongness. Everything is not a felony. I mean, running a red light is not a felony as a general rule, or running a stoplight. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so there are gradations of what we would say of wrongness. there are gradations.
So you basically said levels. There are different levels of sin.
Oh, in our
higher
court system, which we all have.
Or in the system. Okay, just naturally inherit, okay, like, so when you say that makes me think about, okay, every human being normally has a nationality. They're normally subscribed to a land mass and a name with that land mass.
Right,
so
right, correct.
If a people's nationality was taken, that would be inherently wrong.
Well, okay, let's review that. Now, one would have to point out the people, because every group, they say, scientists tell us, geologists, archaeologists, paleontologists, and all those different disciplines that study ancient history and so on and so forth, everybody has gotten what they've gotten by conquest. In other words, you've heard the old adage, tooth and claw. So everybody has participated in that to one degree or another. They've taken other people's land and resources. So, I mean, go from there, because no one has clean hands. There's no one that has clean hands in the endeavor of invading and raiding other people's stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's something called international law deals with that type of stuff, and there's also something called peace treaties that deal
right.
with that type of stuff when that type of thing happens. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean? Where people come to a land and take a land over, and the indigenous people, because they don't know that they're the indigenous people, are left out. Now, when they're left out, because they don't know their nationality, they're unable to claim the land back when they have a peace treaty that tells them who they are, that all they have to do is acknowledge it, that's who they are. Now they become a part of that peace treaty, and then they follow the international law to go through the procedures to reclaim their land.
Right. Now, remember, you're making a very good point. If I can just throw this in, and remember, I wasn't a great history student. I was taught how to do research, but as my memory recalls, what you're talking about, international law, that is law between nations, that's a very recent invention. And I think I'm going to go ahead and step out on the limb here. That was done in 48 after World War II. But prior to that,
right.
Excuse me?
Right, in 1945, I believe, to be accurate.
Well, a little bit after 45, because the war ended in 45. And then they set up, these different international organizations to try and keep peace. And that meant that other nations would come together in a coalition to ward off invasion by other nations. But we see how well that's working, though. That doesn't work real well. Look at Russia and the Ukraine. But, I mean, ultimately, might makes right. That's the ultimate justice in the cosmos. And when I say the cosmos, I'm simply saying us, because we are all that we know, human beings. We're the only
right.
intelligent life form that we really recognize. So, and if you forgive me, I'll just say the cosmos. So
right.
it's us and us alone with our moral understanding that governs us. So, but if a nation is big enough and bad enough, they don't have to abide by in anyone's rules. That's why it says in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, you know, it talks about laws being given to us by God, and they appeal to God, by the way. And that's a good thing. But, you know, ultimately, if there is no God, then might makes right. Whatever you can take from someone else, whether it's individual and or nation, that's what people do. And that's what people have done throughout history, as I just tried to explain. But go ahead.
No, you're right. But it also says in the Constitution that the treaties are the law of the land as well. You know,
well, yeah, of course. That's our Constitution. But that doesn't mean – now, a lot of nations, roughly right now, there are about 200 nations in the world, like, I don't know, 197, 198, and sometimes borders get shifted as a result of war. But it's hard to build a nation. It's hard to start a nation. However, if a nation is powerful, that's the reason we try to keep a lot of nations from getting nuclear bombs, because once they get that, they are more powerful because they have a greater weaponry. So, you know, we still live in a dangerous reality. Now, let me just say this, and then, of course, I want to hear your feedback. We have really been blessed to not have war on our turf. Very important. We fought wars since the Civil War, but they've always been on someone else's land. And I've done some study of war. War is hell, literally and figuratively. But war is hell. And war changes one's mindset. I mean, the carnage is just unbelievable. But we've been fortunate enough for, you know, many, many, many years to not have war on our turf. Go ahead.
I agree. But how, if you want to say we, I don't say we, I say America. America's been going to war on many other different lands. So, you know, there's been a lot of carnage, as you said, in other parts of the country. You know, well, not in the country, of other parts
the world,
of the world.
World.
Right, of the world, I mean. So, yeah, it has been fortunate that it hasn't come to that here, but it's been this. This country has been responsible for a lot of wars all over the world. Go ahead.
Well, yes, that's true. But we have too. In other words, let me just throw this at you. If we don't vote for the a-holes that cause the problem, because ultimately the problems are caused by our elected officials, they are responsible for proper representation. So I always say we should kick them out on their keister when they're not doing the right thing toward us or other people. That's our responsibility because, again, as I said with the commencement of the human race, they represent us.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of the 1786 Peace and Friendship Treaty? Are you familiarized with that?
Go ahead. Not. It doesn't come to mind right away, but go ahead. Maybe
right.
It will.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, that was a treaty that was made between the United States of America and the Moroccan Moors.
Okay.
And that treaty represent a people who were here prior to America being formed.
Hmm.
And those people have been disenfranchised by being labeled as called Americans or African Americans or blacks. And now the information is resurfacing to verify what has happened, what has happened to those people. And that's why I mentioned to you that at the end of the day, it's an international law, it's an international crime to take a people, it's called a form of genocide, to take a people's nationality, to take them
now
and make them.
Now, these are Moroccans, people. You say, Moroccans?
Yeah, Moroccan Moors. Moors, Moroccan.
Here in America, what area are you talking about in America?
All over.
Familiar with that per se.
What area? All over the entire America, not just one area, the entire America.
Wait a minute. Now, okay. Yeah, that's kind of, now look, I like to deal in reality. That sounds kind of far-fetched to me.
No. I want you to listen. And you're a research person.
Yes, I am.
I want you to look up.
Are you talking about the American Indians?
No. I didn't say American Indians were made. How could it be American Indians when an India is where India is? So it can't be no such thing as an American Indian when India is the real Indians. So
No. Those are different terms. Yes, there's a there's
right.
a land
so
called
that,
India. True.
Right.
But
exactly. So those
we call them Native
Indians.
Americans. But look here. Let me
Let me just say this to you. This is what I want. This is what I would like for you to do. Look up France versus the United States in 1952. Look up
France versus the U.S.
Yeah, the United States of America. France versus United States of America, 1952.
And this is a treaty involving the Moroccans?
No, this is a judgment against France taking United States of America to court to charge them for taxes on the behalf of Moroccans, on behalf of the Moroccans, which ultimately they weren't able to get because they were supposed to have been representing the Moroccans, and they decided to not represent the Moroccans, but represent their own interests. And they took it to the United Nations in 1952 to court, and once you look at that, you're going to see what it says. You're going to end up seeing it's going to be United States versus or France versus United States of America in Morocco. And
right. But let me just tell you. Okay, say when you're finished because I have a response to you.
Right, because now when they're saying in Morocco, they can't be talking about Morocco and Africa. They can't be talking about the United States in Morocco and Africa. They can't be talking about that. So when they say in Morocco, because prior to I think 1956, this whole area was considered a part of the Moroccan Empire, and there's documentation to support it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, there's a saying, and AA, and I think a lot of other groups use this, like, Lord, grant me the wisdom to change those things I can't,
accept the things I cannot change.
Okay, great. Well, now, see, the thing there is that a lot of people don't abide by that, and they end up wasting a lot of their lives. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying people in general. So it's good to know what one can change or cause to change as opposed to what one can't. Now, I think our legal system, our judicial system, it's still tooth and claw. There's still the law of the jungle. It's just sort of civilized jungle law. And that's in court. We see that working out every day, you know. But also it works out in our local communities. I remember I was going to court one day, always civil court, and I just thought, you know, I said, damn, if it weren't for the courts, I mean, people would actually destroy each other because they would have to seek their own justice. And so the courts are the place to get it. Now, it's not always inexpensive, but that's where the real power lies. And, you know, I'm a person of action. I believe in taking action. So that which one can change, going back to the mantra that we just quoted, that's what people should do. And unfortunately, a lot of people waste their time on things that they're not going to change in any way. And at a certain point, reality should present that reality to them. So that's what I would say regarding that, is, and someone should get along with where they can make change, if that makes sense to you. But it's still a jungle. We still have to fight. I mean, that's just a law of reality. But so I would say to the people who consider what you say important to them, they should take it up in court. They should get enough money, get enough information, as apparently you have gotten some information, and I'm sure you'll need a lot more to go to court with it, and take it to court. And you can kick someone's butt in court. Oh, yes, you can. You can destroy a person in court.
And I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah,
that is the goal.
So I'm going to drop back and listen a little bit. It's been nice having this little interaction with you, and just see what you guys have to say regarding it. But good conversation. And I did check out your channel, by the way.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Okay, what'd you think?
Sorry?
Huh? What did you think?
Oh, it was interesting. I watched a couple of your videos.
Okay.
I don't know if you put them out, like, what, do you do one, what, every couple of weeks? I didn't see a consistent regularity. Maybe you can clarify that for me.
Right. I normally put out one or two a week, you know, something in that nature, one or two a week. I'm working towards starting to put one out every day. That's what I'm working up towards.
Yeah, because I tell you, from people who are successful in this, and I'm not saying you aren't, but they have
right.
to put in time to build up an audience and get notoriety and that sort of thing. But YouTube is a good one. Now, you are monetized, right? Are you monetized?
I'm working towards that. I'm getting there.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've heard it can be real profitable, and let me just tell you, my hat's off to anybody who has an interesting enough life and can collate it, you know, organize it to where they can give it to us as, you know, we feed off of entertainment, or what they call edutainment. We're educated and entertained. So, yeah, keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Jay Sean? Dre? Jay Sean? Dre?